After members of white nationalist groups declared that they plan to rally in Shelbyville and Murfreesboro at the end of this month, some asked how the cities could allow it. WPLN's Julieta Martinelli reports this is an issue that Tennessee and civil rights organizations have had to wrestle with in the past.
In August, it was the American Civil Liberties Union, a nonprofit tasked with defending the First Amendment, that helped white supremacists in Charlottesville, Virginia, fight for a permit to protest. The ACLU's Tennessee chapter did something similar in 1990. The organization represented the KKK after they were denied a permit to have a parade in Pulaski, a town about an hour southwest of Shelbyville. The lawsuit, which they won, was later cited as legal precedent in some similar cases. But defending freedom of speech can often result in a clash of ideals, because the ACLU is known for its civil rights advocacy, protecting groups that are often targeted by white nationalists. None of the supremacist groups have reached out to the ACLU this time, but it's still an internal conflict that the organization has to consider. Hedy Weinberg is the executive director of the Tennessee chapter.
We will continue to condemn that speech and condemn racism and bigotry, repudiate the underlying message of the white supremacists. But we have to ensure that their right to speak is not taken away. When government officials have the power to pick and choose what speech they favor, our democracy is in jeopardy.
It's a protection that Weinberg says extends to the counter-protesters who show up to voice their disagreement. Their voice, she says, is just as important. For the Tennessee rally, the ACLU has partnered up with local community groups like Murfreesboro and Shelbyville Loves to support peaceful demonstrations. Nationally, the organization has also changed their policy after the rally in Charlottesville turned violent and resulted in the death of a woman. They will no longer represent protesters who plan to be armed. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Julieta Martinelli.